We are talking about wisdom and focusing on Proverbs chapter 8. And today we read verses 14 to verse number 16. And it says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings rule and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles and all the judges of the earth. Wisdom rules. And it is quite clear from this passage that wisdom plays a very significant role in rulership, in leadership, in governance, and in anything that brings us into influence with other people. If we're going to influence people, we have to be men and women of wisdom. So wisdom says that by me, kings rule. Wisdom makes us leaders. And how does that happen? Because wisdom helps us to do our work. Because wisdom is related to problem solving, when we solve problems, people gain confidence in us, they trust us, and they give us more opportunity to guide and to lead. Wisdom helps us in our work. Wisdom helps us to rise up in leadership. A person who is wise will always shine amongst the Lord. And wisdom helps us to lead other people. And the reason wisdom is able to do that is because it says it has five things. It has counsel. Wisdom is the ability to hear and discern good advice. Because everybody who influences others in any form of leadership will come into contact with a lot of opinions. How do you determine which of those opinions is the right one? And that is where wisdom comes in. Wisdom has got counsel. It is able to discern. That is what Solomon had, to be able to determine which of two women was the parent of a dead child. That is counsel. That is wisdom that helps us to discern properly, which is the right way from the wrong way. Secondly, wisdom says it has sound wisdom. And the word sound means that it is not perverted, it's not crooked wisdom. It's not trying to use wisdom to manipulate people, to control people, to have your own way. Wisdom is not perverted. And the kind of leadership wisdom we are talking about here is not one which is perverted, that controls people, pretends to serve people, but is actually lording it over them. That is perverted. Wisdom is not perverted. And wisdom says it's got understanding, the ability to know the why and the how of life. Anybody who can explain the why and the how of any situation will be made a leader. If people are confounded somewhere and they're looking for a way out and somebody comes and explains this way and that way and take it that way and his explanation makes sense, they implement it and they see good results, obviously they're going to make that person a leader or confer some level of importance to that person. And that's how wisdom helps us to rule, because wisdom has understanding. Then it says wisdom has strength, the ability to get things done. When we operate in wisdom, we get things done. We don't just talk about things, but we get things done. And that's why you can see a person's wisdom by what they do. Wisdom manifests in our actions, the strength, the ability to get things done. And then wisdom says that it also has justice. It does right at all times. Wisdom is fair. Wisdom shows equity. And when you have all of these happening in your life, counsel, sound wisdom, understanding, strength, and justice, then you will be made a leader. People will look up to you. People will trust you. People will believe in your choices because you have shown through wisdom that what you do comes with good counsel, it's sound, it has understanding, it has strength, and it offers justice. May the Lord help each one of us, whether as parents, teachers in a classroom, older brothers, older sisters, class prefects, wherever we are in leadership, may God help us to be men and women who exhibit wisdom. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, make me a wise leader. Help me to treat those I lead with honor and fairness. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. May the Lord raise you up to be a person of influence. I am Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.